Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In the course of the last few years, we have seen dramatic escalation in wildlife trafficking, said the director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Dan Ash. This is not the trafficking that we have seen in the past, which have been more opportunistic and locally driven. This seems to be very sophisticated, highly organized, syndicated trafficking. So we need a multi-pronged effort to be successful, he said. The first thing that we have to do is stop the killing of wildlife. We can do this by providing technical assistance and grants to affected areas in building capacities and improving law enforcement, Mr. Ash continued. We have to ensure that trade in wildlife products is not sustainable. By implementing CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. We also need to reduce demand for these illicit products, Mr. Ash emphasized. We need to do this at home and in conjunction with our foreign partners like China, Thailand, Vietnam, and other countries where we're seeing these large growing demands for illegal wildlife products. The United States has already taken an important step in November 2013 by destroying a stockpile of more than 6 tons of ivory at the National Wildlife Repository in Denver, Colorado, which the United States has confiscated over the years by enforcing existing laws on illegal trafficking. We are doing this in the hopes of raising the profile of illegal trafficking, both domestically and internationally, and also to try to inspire other nations around the world to deal with their stockpile of ivory, Mr. Ash said. We have to get ivory out of trade so that we can better identify and take enforcement actions against all illicit trade.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.